Morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your dingy country, as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Indigenous small businesses urge to take urgent action to safeguard internet identity. So running a business, a small business, it's talking about MYOB, mind your own business, but in all aspects. But we're talking about safeguarding your internet identity. It's a renewal thing. You could lose it. And look, we're going to talk to Bruce Bilson, the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. On the line, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Trevor, how awesome is it to be with you and your audience on this beautiful morning?
Fantastic. And thank you very much for coming to the program. Like I say, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman, you know. It's about getting focused with your business, but also dotting I's, crossing T's, and doing what you can to protect your business, but not only in the office itself or the product, but also the identity. And you're going to talk to us about that space, yes?
Yeah, spot on, Trendy Trevor. I mean, what's happening now is that in Australia you can get a shortened version of a domain name. Now, a domain name or URL is the way you're recognised on the internet. And we know so many Indigenous businesses, small and family businesses, really rely upon their internet presence, their website, as their way of storytelling, of communicating authenticity about their product, of engaging with their customers. So that domain name, that address that you have on the internet, is a pretty big deal. And right now, in Australia, there's a new version of domain names available. So, you know, you might be running trendytrevor.com.au as your website.
Yep.
Well, what's available now is a more direct name, AU Direct, which would be trendytrevor.au. So you ditch the com, you ditch the net, you ditch the ASN or .org, and you can go straight to your business name .au. Now, that window where you as Trendy Trevor can reserve the shortened version of a domain name you already have, that window shuts in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so gotcha. So it's a 12-month renewal, isn't it?
Well, it is, but you've got to secure it first, Trevor.
Okay.
You've got to make sure it's yours and it's been assigned to you. So something that's called, you know, a priority allocation period runs out on the 20th of September. And up until that time, if you can show the people that registered these domain names that you've got, for instance, trendytrevor.com.au, you can grab trendytrevor.au.
Yes.
Now, if we don't do that, take those few minutes and take those simple steps now, you know, a few more weeks later, Joe Average can go and pinch
and grab your name. Exactly.
Grab your name and then maybe, you know, cut off some customer traffic that you should be coming your way. Maybe emulate your website so they look like they're you. They might want to get information off customers and customers thinking, I trust Trendy Trevor. This just looks like Trendy Trevor.
Yeah.
I'll give that information over. And then it gets in the hands of the wrong people. And then you get these cyber squatters.
Yeah, so we're talking cyber security, aren't we?
We are talking cyber security. So this is the door that you've shut to make sure you're cyber safe being pushed open a little bit wider just in this transition window where someone else might come in and snaffle your a business name that's the shortened version of yours or perhaps grab it and then ring up Trendy Trevor and say, hey, big fella, you can buy this off me for thousands.
Yeah, gotcha.
Even though it might have only cost you a handful of dollars to reserve it for yourself in this priority allocation window.
Bruce, if you was to lose your identity as such, is it hard to get back?
It is, because if you haven't claimed it, others can claim it.
Mm.
Now, there is a process you can go through. Like in this priority window, if more than one person or business is trying to claim a particular name, like there might be 20 people claiming their FNQ.au, and they might be all trying it on, and then there's a process, a dispute resolution process to work that through. But just say you weren't aware that this new shortened domain name was available,
yes,
and then someone else grabbed it, where there's no contest for it, you just didn't protect your own interests.
Sure.
Man, that is so hard to wind back up.
And outside cybersecurity, if it's not a bad person that they're doing that for bad reason, it could be a genuine person claiming that name and starting a business, but before you know it, it's very similar to your business.
Yep. And then you've got an arm wrestle over that.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that's best avoided, Trevor. If you can just secure your interests, protect your digital assets, being your domain name, in this priority window, that's the best way to go. Otherwise, you could be finding you're caught short through these shortened domain names, and then there's some pain to be had to try and fix that, or in some cases, it just might not be fixable.
So, Bruce, with our First Nation small business owners out there, is there someone they can go to in support or guidance in regarding making this right for them?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of options. I mean, it's an exciting time in Indigenous entrepreneurship. There's so many great stories out there. And for many of those fantastic businesses, having a strong digital presence is part of it. Now, usually businesses partner with a digital service provider. They can help secure that for you.
Yep.
There's services like GoDaddy and the like, where you can just get onto the GoDaddy website and register your interest through that. Or if things aren't going great for you, there's also AUDA, AUDA. They are the non-government regulator that oversees domain name administration in Australia. So there's a couple of options. But the best thing is avoid the hardship and the pain.
Yeah.
Jump on, secure those shortened business names of domain names that you already might have.
Yes.
Make sure someone doesn't snaffle it and rip it out from underneath you.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Bruce, it's about MYOB, mind your own business. And the other thought that comes to mind is it's rather face the pain of discipline rather than pain of regret.
Well, that's it. And, I'm happy to sell you trendytrevor.au.
Yeah, there you go. Entrepreneur you are, aren't you, Bruce?
Hey, look, think about that. We've seen that happen already.
Exactly.
We know there's examples where people have got in being maybe a bit too cute, maybe snaffled a name that probably should have landed somewhere else, and then they've asked for a bunch of readies to try and get it back to someone who's a more rightful owner. I mean, this happens. That's opportunistic. Yes, it's entrepreneurial, but if you're on the receiving end of it, boy, it's a pain in the neck.
It is. Double B, Bruce Bilson, thank you very much for the yarn. Listen, all the best, my friend. Stay warm. We'll yarn soon, and we'll talk when we see each other, my brother.
No, fab, mate. And stay classy, and best wishes to the audience. And don't get too warm up there while I shiver on behalf of
Sweat
both
pouring
of them.
Off my forehead, yeah. See you, brother.
See you,
Bruce.
Bye, mate.
Beautiful yarn. Bruce Bilson, the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. And we're talking about Indigenous small business. Urge to take urgent action to safeguard internet identity. So as you get your name and your business out there and you go online and start a web page, what have you, look at all the other names similar to around that area. Best that you claim those names or keep an eye on it and make sure everything's safe. Otherwise, the so-called cyber security people out there, bad people, stealing names, or innocent people just starting a business and run with a name very similar, and then it can cross wires into regarding your business and, I don't know, take business off you. It's about being safe, but MYOB, mind your own business. That's the message there. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going home. shake off your burdened delusions, shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
Yeah, beautiful track, beautiful track. Because of Her We Can, Natasha Aldridge. Big shout out, my sister. Hope you're well. And to all our beautiful women out there, love you dearly, respect you dearly, and that's what it's all about. Our beautiful mothers, our sisters, our aunties, our grandmothers. And it's about respecting them, for sure. And a beautiful track there. There's a theme for Because of Her We Can. Back about 4 or 5 years ago now, with the NAIDOC theme. and Natasha Aldridge sang that song and wrote that song. So fantastic. Wrote a lot of other songs as well. Let's look at the top stories in the news today here on National Talk Black. Australia's COVID-19 numbers are dropping, but experts warn the pandemic will not end this year. Other news here, John Farnham in ICU as his family released new update on singer's cancer surgery. Also news about the Sydney Morning Herald states number one money question you should ask yourself today. So, yeah, get a read of that. It's all about finance, getting financially intelligent, you mob. We work all our lives for a pay packet. It's about getting the money working for you instead of you working for the money. So have a look at that. Booze to custody. Bikey boss week ends in hail of beanbag bullets. Daniel Ricciardo suffers new blow in horrible drama at Belgium GP. Best dressed celebrity so far at the VMA's red carpet. So there's all the famous people like to dress up, look classy. They've got money to do so, so why not? Other stories here. Macca's favourite Max makes six-week return. D-Day to hand in Chris Dawson murder trial. NFL rookie Brian Robinson shot multiple times in attempted carjacking. Decisions labelled as pathetic in dismal All Blacks defeat. And Kelly facing long ban for dangerous throw as two others charged by MRC. So they're the news for today. Tell us what news are happening in your neck of the woods with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
The city lights are driving me so crazy. As I walk lonely streets of old Tamworth, how I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back. A droning in the night, where robberies are seen by the firelight, far away from the glow of city light. Now that on Main Street, it makes me feel so lonely. For the gum trees and the taste of porcupine, I see my brothers, I see my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Hear the didgeridoo, the droning in the night, where corroborees are seen by the firelight, where the white man's ways won't bother me no more. No,
yeah, beautiful track. Streets of Tamworth, Roger Knox here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Trevor. How you going?
Good, brother. How are you travelling?
Well, I'm good, mate. I'm on steroids.
There you go. And sunbus, eh?
Yeah, sunbus. The steroids are that good. I had three forward gears and no reverse, and I worked on it yesterday, and I've got four forward gears now, but still no reverse.
There you go. So many ways to skin a cat.
I had surgery this morning, and I've got to get a doctor, and I'm just resting now.
Good.
I really like the the 11 o'clock news there, news, and all the team and all the radio people, you and everybody that keeps us going, I think we'd be lost without it. You know, I mean it.
Yeah, beautiful. It's a powerful tool, and it just keeps us up with the stories and what's happening in our country. It's happened with our mob, and yeah, it's a powerful tool. It's the 21st century where people still listen to the wireless, don't they?
Yeah, I went around with a little six pocket transistor. You know, I thought that was the greatest invention before phone.
Yes.
You know, I used to get around with a little battery in my hand and a speaker and bits of wires as long as music came out of it in the early 60s. And,
exactly.
And like you're saying, it's a powerful tool, and we've got to make do with what we've got now, and this is a voice to Parliament.
Mm, yep.
No, we want it to be, because waiting for them, they might wait forever, you know, and I hear the mainstream news TV channels saying, oh, you know, they're going to have a republic, but the public don't want it. And they're like putting it into their heads that they don't want it. They're being really racist and saying, oh, I don't like what these mainstream press do, mate. I'm really glad this channel has got some truth-telling. I want to get really back to earth here, because what the news was on about people and cultural and local sites, and back to the Green Patch in Gordon Vale, our recreational, cultural, everything area that's been shut for over 2 years now.
Yeah.
600 there and back, and I put flyers up for a long time and talked to the people, and they're all disgusted that they would do that with the tribal people. And I've seen all the family in the park this morning before I had surgery, and they're still, you know, they go between the town and the river, but not everyone wants to sit in the park in town surrounded by pubs, you know. They want to get down the river. This is their life. And so this is supposed to be Labor government. Curtis Pitt's seat in Gordonvale, Mulgrave, and it's not what I call Mulgrave. It's really racist what they've done, and that's the simple truth, that to shut the river on this rainforest mob here is terrible. It's just terrible. It's taken our lives away.
It seems there's no conversation going on in regard to this space. I mean, like, there's... are you talking to your constituents? Yes or no? By the sounds of it, it's no.
Well, they took the native title in Goldsborough. The TOs in town have got no recognition. I think they're working on it. And they might deal with the corporation, but that's a Goldsborough corporation, and there's all kind of stuff. And I think it's all just come to a big mess, you know, the tangled web they weave when they practice to deceive. And you go to Parliament and spend days there and weeks, months there, me and her outside. And it's a wall, and they put up the wall, and they stall, and they talk about the voice to Parliament. But nothing's changing. We need proper changes. And it's not happening in Gordonvale. And there's a lot of other things going on in here too that, you know...
Well, they're doing a lot of stuff in regard to welcome the country and acknowledgement and what have you. But First Nation people aren't at the table when they want to do something in the city. Yeah, a council will make decision, they'll vote on it or, talk about it, but there's no black person at the table when they're doing it. I reckon that's the case.
It's just the white supremacy of Australia, and that's what Alex Doherty said. It's a plague of racism in this country, not just in the hospital, in every department. The only district to get anything done, to move anything. And I have a go because... I'm an engineer, I like things to work, you know, no matter I'm a migger, I've got Murray at heart and things. We all want to be down the river. And we're locked out. And what the news said, it said, tell the travellers, you know, and get the travellers to what they do. And they're disgusted. I heard the Prime Minister saying he's got a baseball star from America there, and he's saying, he's worried that the world knows. The world knows, and we all know here, we all know, and I'm saying now, we want a change in Gordonville.
Yeah, it's like government don't want so-called politicians don't want dirty laundry being hung out, but it is what it is, isn't it?
Curtis Pitt says he can't do nothing. He's the member for Mulgrave, Labor. It's supposed to be a new start. Well, where's the new start? Where? It's just the same old. But this isn't going to go away until this tribe can wander freely down the river again or with their car for security. Because it's just been turned into a four-wheel drive bloody racetrack down there and overgrown.
Well, we keep yarning about it here on radio, so, they're listening. And more power to you, as in keep swinging the bat, brother. And we bring this topic up all the time, and that's great. You're using the vehicle, brother.
Yeah, I've got no car, but I still walk down there. I fell over like the other night carrying a big swagger and smoke. But it's ongoing, and okay, thanks, Trevor, for the time.
No, thank you. You take care, Tony. Tony Gibbs, having his say, and uses this powerful tool, National Tall Black, as the vehicle in regarding talking about his fight for local people, especially First Nation people, down there at Gordonville, the Green Patch. As you know, he did mention Albanese talking to Big Shaq and news.com.au. Here's a statement here. Are you selling McDonald's? Albanese's PR stunt with Shaquille O'Neal questioned. Senior Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce has slammed Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's polarising decision to conduct a press conference with Shaquille O'Neal over the weekend. The towering 216-centimetre NBA legend briefly joined Mr Albanese and Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney on Saturday to talk about the referendum on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. The Prime Minister said Mr O'Neal had requested a meeting while in Sydney to learn about the issue. But the fallout from the press conference has been mixed, with many questions the four-time NBA champion and champion relevance to the debate and the reason for the media call after the star did not verbally lend his support. Mr. Joyce questioned how the move could inspire anything but cynicism in Australians. Are you selling McDonald's or changing the constitution? The former Deputy Prime Minister told Sunrise on Monday. Why have you got an American basketball star standing at the podium about 10 feet taller than Anthony Albanese? What's this about? Why are we having a multimillionaire American basketball star over here to talk about how we can run our constitution? How could Labor possibly think that this that would do anything but inspire cynicism? I saw it as it is. Their Prince Philip moment. The NBA legend only appeared briefly at the start of the press conference and did not take any questions from the media before quickly leaving. But Labor Minister Tanya Plibersek defended the government's move, citing Mr O'Neill's importance as a strong voice for Black Lives Matter movements in the US. It's a sign the referendum for constitutional recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander is something that is important for Australians and something the world will be observing as well, she said. So there is. Have to say, maybe you want to talk about that situation, talk about that yarn. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and all ears for whatever yarn you want to yarn about, any topic, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM.
Oh, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Christine Arnoux, big shout-out, sister. That deadly track is called Party. Hope you're having a deadly party, you mob. Living life to the fullest. This is your deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Call that number in Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. All right, two deadly. Going to catch up a yarn there with Shanane Jago, deadly sister, far north Queensland's Gulf Country, will showcase her talent with ceramics in a solo exhibition at Yumi Arts. Big shout out to Yumi Arts Gallery here in Cairns, and that's opening on Friday, 9 September. Going to catch up with Shanane on the line. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Well, I'm from Normanton. I'm from the Kuchara tribe.
Okay, beautiful footprint that way. Thank you very much. And look, congratulations. Your first solo exhibition, hey?
Yep.
Yumi Arts, so that's all happening Friday 9 September. So tell us about your work. How long you've been an artist, sis?
I've been an artist for 9 to 10 years.
Okay. And you operate there in Normanton?
Yep.
Yeah, good, good. And so you've been at other exhibitions with your artwork?
Alcaston Gallery in 2013, yeah.
All right. And first solo. So how did this come about regarding Yumi Arts here in Cairns?
Well, I've had a lot of
stuff in Cairns that I did a couple of years ago, and mm-hmm. didn't get back to finish glazing them or raku firing them or anything because of COVID.
Yeah, okay.
And I went back early this year, and then when I finished with them, we took them to Yumi Arts, and they decided to for me to do a bit more.
Yes.
And and do a solo. So I came back here and made the biggest mob of them.
No, well, that's deadly. And what it shows there, Sister Shanane, is you got to keep knocking on doors, you know? You got to keep your face, your name out there, keep your work out there, and doors will open. And here you, Miata, have opened the door for you.
Yep.
And you're talking about ceramics?
Yep. So I also do painting as well.
Painting as well. All right, sister. So paint the picture regarding your ceramics. How'd that come about? And are you working on your ceramics daily? Or is it a hobby, a part-time thing? Or are you a full-time artist?
I'm full-time artist.
All right. So paint the picture how it all started for you, sis.
I was started back 2011 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
I met a lady called Debbie Eldermeyer.
Yes.
She came up and did a workshop and, bang, it just went from there.
So Debbie Eldermeyer, big shout out. So she did some pottery up there, and that tweaked your interests and got your passion running.
Yep.
Deadly. So today Normanton, tomorrow the world, eh? Well, beautiful. Big shout out. Congratulations. And what's your family think of your career pathways there?
They're very proud.
Yeah, good, good. So you got children?
Yeah, I've got two older sons, yeah.
Okay, and they're not into art?
No.
No? So you must be an inspirational to the township, Normanton. Look, I'm Murray from the Curry. I know how small Normanton is.
It's only a small little country town.
Yeah. Who's the football team? They're Stingers, eh?
Stingers, yep.
Big shout out, Stingers. Look, that's fantastic. So you've got your solo exhibition happening at Yumi Arts from Friday 9 September. And, of course, will you be down for that?
Yep, I'll go down next week, Tuesday.
Yeah, good. Okay, good, good, good. And how long does the exhibition go for?
On at 6 p.m.
Mm.
Friday the 9th,
And how long will the exhibition go for, sister?
I don't know. I'm only down there for that.
Okay, for the opening?
I'm going to stay there for the weekend before I catch the bus back home. So.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Well, beautiful. We'll have to get in touch with Yumi Arts and find out how long the exhibition there for. But for our local mob here in Cairns, ceramic lovers, Indigenous art lovers, Friday 9 September, Yumi Arts, go down and check it out. 6 p.m. Can you hear me, sister? Yep. Shanane. No, I lost
Hello.
Her. That's Shanane Jago. We're having a yarn, her first solo exhibition, art exhibition at Yumi Arts on the Friday 9th September here in Cairns. And she stems from, she Kutaja artists all the way from Normanton. And that's northwest up there close towards Gulf here in Cairns. And Gulf Country Ceramic Artists. So, too deadly. Hopefully get it back, finish that yarn. But congratulations there, my sister. 9 September, 6 p.m. at Yumi Arts here in Cairns. Big shout out, Yumi Arts, too deadly. Have your say, yarn up strong. National Tall Black, 1-800-422-416.
For you.
Malcolm Amana, that's King Stingray here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Let's talk NRL. We've got the last game of the year happening this weekend, and then we go to the finals. And looking at the upcoming games, Thursday night, Eels up against the Storm. Eels are on a roll after smashing Broncos last weekend. Storms got beaten by Roosters last weekend, so Storm need to step up there against Eels. But Eels are the bogey team for Storms, who beat Storms twice this year. So see how that stems out. If Storm lose, they could drop down to sixth place. They're at four at the moment. Other games on Friday night, Bulldogs up against Sea Eagles. That doesn't affect the tally in regarding the final eight. Roosters up against the Rabbitohs, and the Rabbitohs had a win there on the weekend. Roosters beat Storm, so that should be a good game, and they might be meeting in the semi-finals. Warriors up against Titan, that doesn't affect the season here. Dragons up against Broncos. Now, Broncos must beat Dragons to stay in, because they're at ninth position now. They've been eight for the last two months or so, and now they're number nine, and they're out of the top eight. So they've got to beat Dragons, but at the same time, they need for West Tigers to beat Raiders. And that game is on Sunday, and if Raiders win that, then it doesn't matter. Broncos are out. And in actual fact, Kevin Walters gave the team a big spray. He really gave it to the team, and apparently some of the players were complaining about the spray, about the whinge. And there was a statement there by Steve Renouf saying, harden up, boys, you know, take the spray. You did wrong. Got flogged 50-odd points. So step up, you know, it's do or die in the final eight. So... there it is. And the other game is the Cowboys up against the Panthers. Panthers have taken out the minor premiers, and that's three times in a row they've done that. And Panthers are on the roll, and they're looking at taking not the full team, the elite team, to play against the Cowboys. Doesn't matter if they lose, they're at top table, it doesn't matter. But Cowboys have lost the last couple of games. They need to step up, because stepping in the semi-finals, and they need to be true contenders. And they probably need to give Panthers a bit of a touch-up. The other game is Knights and Sharks. Sharks are still in the top eight, and they're playing against Knights, and I think they're sitting pretty in that situation. So there it is, NRL. Maybe you want to talk NRL, give me a call on your daily number, 1-800-422-416. I think we've got Selwyn on the line. Catch with Selwyn. Good morning, Selwyn.
Hello?
Hello, Selwyn. Morning.
Corey Norman's a John Hopewadi over in England there, brother.
Oh, is he? Sharing his finger.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Someone.
Yeah, brother. You got me there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Corey Norman's a John Hopewadi of England, brother.
Yeah, that was him. Sharing his finger over in England, eh?
Yeah, anyway, brother. The only thing I agree with Jacinta Price is for different reasons, not having... wanting to have a voice in Parliament. Mm. But the one thing I do agree with there, brother, Shaquille O'Neal, brother, it's got nothing to do with blackness. And like you said, brother, we got more similarity with the Native American than we have with them. And, brother, I'm going to come back tomorrow. 43, when I was working in the library, that's when I became a first-time dad, and I'm 68 now. And it's in relation to today's King's Post there, brother. That was us at West Court there with it. June got... caught on fire, brother. And that's I'll come back tomorrow, brother. Okay, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Oh, I didn't catch the tail end of that. There was a fire here in Cairns, units, and I think he just said that that was him, his unit. But great to hear his voice, and so nothing happened to him, and no news of any death. So that's lovely news. But yeah, give us a call back, Sal, and tell us what went on there. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay tuned. Got about 6 minutes left on program. Your mob, too deadly.
Well, I am Yeah, original Aboriginal Buddy Knox here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's talk AFL. We've got the semi-finals underway this week. Thursday, we have the Lions up against the Tigers, and I believe that's a do-or-die situation. And when you're looking at the table and how they're all sitting in regard to the top eight in the finals, Geelong Cats, Melbourne, Sydney Swans and Collingwood are the top four. Fremantle, Brisbane Lions, Richmond and Western Bulldogs are the bottom four in the top eight. The 5, 6, 7, 8 at Fremantle, Brisbane Lions, Richmond, Western Bulldogs, it's do or die for them all the way through. So if they lose one of the games, they're out of it. And the others continue on, but Geelong, Melbourne, Sydney Swans and Collingwood do have a chance if they do lose. But going back to the table for this weekend, so Thursday night, Brisbane Lions and their fixtures, they're playing, looking at the teams here, where it sits, they're playing Tigers. That's what they're playing, yep. Brisbane up against Tigers. Melbourne Demon up against Sydney Swans. Geelong Cats up against Collingwood. And Fremantle up against Western Bulldogs. May the best team win. Hope your team wins, you mob. But that's how it sits. And with that, Trinity Trev going to sign off, you mob. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416.